It says daf is daf mem alf. So we got down around six lines down. The Gemara had been discussing a Yotzei Dofen case. We had a discussion yesterday whether or not Yotzei Dofen would be acceptable as a carbon or not acceptable as a carbon. And the Gemara now had brought a braisa proving that Yotzei Dofen would be disqualified from being a carbon. That was a kasha in Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan is the one who said that, just to backtrack for a second, that Rav Shimon holds the Yotzei Dofen by Yoledes is really called a Vlad, but then he said he agreed that in the world of Kadshim that it wouldn't be Kadosh with respect to a Bechor. It wouldn't be with respect to a Bechor, but with respect to Kadshim, Yotzei Dofen would be acceptable. So now we just brought this long braisa that said Yotzei Dofen is in fact disqualified from being a Karban, to which the Gemara says is referring to Yotzei Dofen of a Bechor. That's when it's disqualified, implying Yotzei Dofen of Kadshim would be acceptable. So Gemara now says, again, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 lines down. The Gemara says, Bechor mifet derechem nafka. This braisa we just brought from yesterday's daf on today's daf, which had the word zos, was the meat, that Bechor, Yotzei Dofen Bechor is pater. Gemara said, we don't need the word zos to tell me that a Yotzei Dofen Bechor is pater. We know that from the words peter rechem nafka is where we learn a Yotzei Dofen Bechor is exempt from the any kedusha. Elamai must be referring to kadshim. And kadshim we learn, me'imo, me'imo nafka. There's a gzer shava. It says me'imo by bechor. It says me'imo by kadshim. Just like a bechor, Yotzei Dofen is not kadosh, so too by kadshim, Yotzei Dofen is not kadosh. So what happens here, we have end up two things. Number one is, we have, everyone agrees that Yotzei Dofen of kadshim is not good. It's pasul for carbon. That's number one. That's the kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. Number two is, we have two different sources. How do we know that Yotzei Dofen of kadshim is pasul? Is it from the word me'imo? Or is it from the word zos? The Gemara said, "Hi, my. Let's understand this a little bit further now." If you're going to say, "Bishma, this makes sense," the kachim that referring to this brisa of Yotzei Dofen from the word zos is pasul is referring to Yotzei Dofen of kachim. So, "Hainu ditzrich trekor." Now we can understand why you need two psukim of Yotzei Dofen of kachim, one from the word zos and one from the word imo imo. Why? Because chala behemat chulan dolid derech dofen v'achdishay. One's referring to you have a regular animal, a chulan animal, that had given birth to an animal through Yotzei Dofen, and then you want to be makdish such an animal, that's pasul. So that's no good. That's word from imo imo. Just like behema, bechor, Yotzei Dofen's pasul, so to Yotzei Dofen of chulan into kadshim is pasul. But you still need a second pasuk of another case, the chala behemat kadshim, where the mother is a kadshim animal already, it's already a chatas, the dola derech dofen, then it gives birth to its calf, to its sheep, to Yotzei Dofen. So there, kesaver vlados kachim behav yasan hein kadoshim. And in general, we hold normally the vlad of kachim is itself as kachim. However, when it comes to Yotzei Dofen, we learn from here the word zos that this is possible. So the two scenarios of Yotzei Dofen, one is where the animal was born from the mother while the mother was chulin, and one where it was born from the mother while the mother was kachim. So that's why you need both zos and me'imo to exclude these Yotzei Dofens. But Ela Iyamis, if you're going to say that this braisa is referring to Yotzei Dofen of a bechor, so then we peter rechem nafka. We already know that from peter rechem. Why do you need two different scenarios of Yotzei Dofen of bechor? So therefore, we conclude that Yotzei Dofen of bechor is not the subject of the braisa, rather it's referring to Yotzei Dofen of kachim, in which case Yotzei Dofen of kachim is pasul. The Gemara says, to prove this point even further, Hochanayim Mestabes, it's also very logical to say this. Why? That this Bryce is referring to Yotzei Dofen of Kadshim. Because Mitikatani, from the fact that Bryce listed a whole series of Sulim, Hairoveya, Vahanirba, Vahamuks, Vahanevad, Vahkalayim, Hani Mehochanaska, are these all learned out from the word Zos? Zos really excludes these from the Mizbeach? We know this from another place, Mehasim Nafka, from elsewhere, which is as follows. The Raisa says, Mina Behema, the Pasuk says, Lahotzi Harobe Vanirba. It says in the Pasuk, Mina Bakar, Lahotzi, to exclude Esaneva. It says in the Pasuk, Mina Tzon, to exclude Lahotzi Esamukta. And it says the words, Mina Tzon, Lahotzi Esanogeach. And so we see we have another source for all these Ksulim. Why do you need the word Zos? And moreover, Visu, the Gemara says, Klai Mehacha Nafka. Klai is from this Pasuk Zos, that it's possible from the Mizbeach. It's Mehasim Nafka, we learn from elsewhere as well. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Shor Ochasev Oez Ki Valeid VeGomer. It says, Shor Ochasev is Prat LeKalayim. And Oez is Prat LeNidma. Lidma is an animal that's crossbreed, but still looks somewhat similar to the mother. And so we have a different source to exclude Kalayim. So all these different psulim have two different sources to exclude them. Why do you need two for every single psul? It therefore must be Ella, it's Rech Trekra. You need both Pesukim, Chal Behemoth Chulin. One is where the mother's Chulin, and Chal Behemoth Kachim, one is where the mother is Kachim, to say all these different scenarios are possible. So to bring it back now to the story of Yosei Dofen, Hachanami, it's Rech Trekra. You need two Yosei Dofens, one for Kachim, where the mother's Kachim, and one where the mother's Chulin, and then you try to be Makdish it. Both of those are possible, so we can conclude from here the Yosei Dofen of Kachim is in fact possible. So Gemara now says, last six lines of the Amud here, Tani Rabbanan, Hamakshish Loshes Yavim Yatsav Lad Derech Dofen. So now we're going back to the case of a woman, no longer an animal. We're talking about a woman, a Yolebes. So a woman's having labor pains for 3 days, and then she gives birth. So we know already, we learned a few days ago, maybe last week or so, that a woman who sees 3 days of dam koshi, and then she gives birth, that's not Yoledes Bezov. That was all just the labor pains and the dam from Yoledes. She's just a stam Yoledes. But now the scenario is, let's say she's having labor pains, and she sees a hamakshe shloshi yamim, she sees 3 days of blood, but yotziv la derech dofen, but she has a C-section now. So can you now have the C-section correlate to the dam that is yotzei me also makom for 3 days or not? So the Gemara says, this case hareze yoledes bezov. Tanakama says, in this instance, we cannot say that the leida of Yosei Dofen was connected to the dam she saw for 3 days. They're completely disconnected, and therefore it would be yoledes bezov. Even though there wasn't a 24-hour period of a pause of the pain, it was seamless, 3 days of pain, and then she gave birth. But since the birth was Yosei Dofen, it has no reflection on the 3 days of dam, and she would be yoledes bezov according to the Tanakhama. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't yoledes bezov. This is not yoledes bezov. This is not the din. We would assume that the dam koshi she saw beforehand was a part of yoledes, and therefore she's not a zov. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Then the Braita says, V'dama yotze misham tame, and add something else which is unclear, the Gemara will explain, but right now it's ambiguous. The dam that comes out from there is tame, and Rabbi Shimon mitar. Rabbi Shimon says that dam itself is tar. So we have to distinguish between the individual, the woman, the gavra, and the chavta. So the first half of the Braita is talking about the gavra, that the woman, whether she's tame or not tame, and the second half is referring to the dam itself, whether the dam itself as a chavta is mitame something else or not something else. The Gemara explains. Bishma, I understand the reish, what the reish is referring to here. Rabbi Shimon Letame, Rabban Letamayu. So I understand why, in the case of Maksh Shloshi Yamim, and then she's Yoledes B'Yosei Dofen, Rabbi Shimon Lashitasim. Remember, Rabbi Shimon holds that Yosei Dofen is a full-fledged Leda. So therefore, you can connect the Yosei Dofen Leda to that of the 3 days of Dam Koshi. So therefore, she's not Yoledes B'Dov. It's all part of Leda. But according to the Rabbanon who think that Yosei Dofen is not considered a Leda, therefore we view them as completely independent. Yosei Dofen is just something completely separate, just a way of extracting a child from the mother. Therefore we ignore the fact that she gave birth, and we do acknowledge the 3 days of Dam Koshi as days of Ziva, and she would be considered a Zava, considered Yoledes B'Zov. Allah, however, the Seifa, for my plea, what's the Seifa, what's the Machlok is about the Dam itself? The Gemara, the Baraita said, the Dam HaYos Misham, the Dam that comes out, Tanakhama says Tameh, Rabbi Shimon says Metaher. So Rashi explains exactly what this question is. Look at Rashi 5 lined up from the bottom here. Ela Seifa b'may pligi. That ho leka l'meimar, you can't say that the dam ha-yotzi imo derech dofen yitameh kidam ha-leta. You can't say that what's being described here is the dam that comes out when the C-section takes place. There's of course going to be a lot of blood. You can't say that dam is dam leda. Because had that been Dam Leda, Zim Kane, Ipchami Barle, it should have said the opposite. The Rabbi Shimon would say Metame Damer Vladu, because since Rabbi Shimon holds the Yosei Dofen is a full-fledged Vlad, a Leda, so the Dam should also be Dam Leda, so Barish should say Rabbi Shimon's Metame when talking about Dam Yosei Misham. And Rabbanon should be the one who says it's Metahir, because he thinks Yosei Dofen is not a Leda. So the very fact that Rabbi Shimon says Metahir, and Rabbanon say mitam in this case, it can't be referring to dam leda through the Yosei Dofen. So what's this machlok is about, the dam ha-yotzei misham? So Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Ravina explains, kagon shiyotze vlad derech dofen, it's where the vlad came out through a C-section, but the dam derech rechem, but the dam came through osamachem derech rechem, so that's the question, what's the status of the dam rechem? So Rabbi Shimon Latame, Rabban Latame. So explain what's going on here. So Rashi on top explains, Dam derech rechem. Since the leda came out from Yosef Dofen, and the dam came from the rechem, b'shloshi shimei hakoshi kodum leda, 3 days prior to the birth, to the C-section, v'amar rabban say, dezivahu, that dam is ziva, delo metar le vlad, the vlad that was birth, that gave birth, is not metar the dam ziva, the lav leda, because rabban feel that a Yosef Dofen is not called a leda. And since it's not leda, it's not metar the dam ziva. Rabbi Shimon Matar, the Tame, he does think that the Yosef Dofen is a Leda, and since it's a Leda, it is Metaher, the Dam. So what's going on here is, we're saying that when there's a Yosef Dofen, any Dam that comes to Osamakam, that's subject to how you define Yosef Dofen. If Yosef Dofen's a Leda, so then it's Metaher, the Dam Ziva, and Yosef Dofen's not a Leda, then it's not Metaher, the Dam Ziva. But then the Gemara has a problem with this explanation, because Maskevla Rav Yosef Chada, number one, he asks, Hainu Reisha. That's exactly what the Reisha said. I mean, this is just a direct result of the Reisha. I mean, the Reisha, they're arguing about whether Yosef Dofen's a Leda or not a Leda. So we know that what that means is, whether it's you'll let this resolve or not, you'll let this resolve. That's the first Machlokas. So isn't that the same exact Machlokas in the second part? That whether the Dam Ziva's Tameh or Tower. So why do you have to repeat the same exact Machlokas twice? Secondly, he asks, the Ode, Misham Mokum Vlad Mashram. When it says the Dam Yosef Misham, that was the language of the Brisa, Misham sounds like from the same exact place the Leda came from. So since we're talking about Yosef Dofen, we're not referring to the Dam Meirechem, we're talking about the Dam also that comes from Yosef Dofen. So Gemara says you're right. Let's rephrase everything. Ela Amar Rav Yosef Kigon Shiyotav Vlad, the Dam Derech Dofen. We're talking about where the Vlad came from the Yosef Dofen, and also the status of the Dam that came to Yosef Dofen. And here we have that Rabbi Shimon says Matayr, and Chacham say Matame. Why? Uvim Makor Mekom Otame Kimisli. They're arguing about when blood comes from that Makom, from the Makor, from the womb, is that Tame or not? Kimisli. We'll explain what that means in just a moment. Mar Savar Makor Mekom Otame, Umar Savar Makor Mekom Otame. This place of the Makor, the place of the womb, is actually Tahor itself. So Rashi explains, look at Rashi, two narrow lines down. Rabbanan Savri Makor Mekom Otame. Hilkach Tipas Dam Matame. They hold that any dam that originates from the makor, from the womb, is tameh by definition. The afagav the derech dofen, even though it came from the derech dofen, la rihi, it's not a ri'iyah, la tameh is a isha. So now there are two things. There's one element of a ri'iyah. And there's something else called tumas maga. Tumas ri'iyah, when she sees something, and a man can see something, and a woman sees something. So the only time tumas ri'iyah takes effect, if it goes to osamakam, the makam erva, that's the only time it could be re'iyah that will make her real nida for 7 days, or if a man sees from osamakam for him, that's also re'iyah. But let's say the dam nida comes out from a different part of the body, comes from her stomach, or let's say even her, I don't know, her fingers, let's say. So that would not be a re'iyah, even though she sees it, but that doesn't, it's not called tumas re'iyah, but that's still tumas maga. She's still touching it. So since Rabban hold, granted it's not a re'iyah, she's not a nida, but he still holds that dam bechefsa, that originates from a womb, is still Tameh, so she will be Tameh at least for the day, Tumas Erev. So Rashi goes on to say that again, V'afagav the Derech Dofen, La Ria, he granted that seeing Dam through the Yosef Dofen is not called a Ria, and it won't let Tameh to Isha, Tumas Shiva, she's not going to be Tumas Shiva, she won't be a Nida. Mihu, nevertheless, Tifa Asma, the very essence of this Dam, Mitameh B'magi, will be Mitameh her in touching when it comes out of the body through her stomach, because it came from the womb, and the womb is a source of tuma. Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon Savar Mekor Mekomo Tahor. He thinks that any dam that comes from the Mekor is Tahor, Milatame Tipa Hanogasbo, and therefore, Hilkach says Rabbi Shimon, Ki Asa Dam Derech Dofen, when the dam comes to a C-section, Tahor Milatame, it's Tahor from Mitame Her, Ukidam Makadame is no different than having a cut where blood in general so on the rest of the body would not be metame a person to mazmaga. And that's the machlokas here. Okay, the Gemara now says as follows. Amar Reish Lakish says, L'divrei ha-metame b'dam, metame b'isha. Rabbi Shimon, Reish Lakish rather, seems to argue in this previous statement. He says, the one who holds that the dam itself is chesed shel tuma, namely Shitas Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Rabbanan rather, that makor mekomo tameh, so he would also hold that's Matami the Isha. It's Matami her as a Gavra as well. And the Divrei Matayer B'dam, the one who thinks that the Dam B'chevs is actually Tahor, it would be Matar B'isha, it would be Tahor when it touches the woman. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Af the Divrei HaMatame B'dam, Matar B'isha. Even the one who holds that the dam from the makor is actually a chetzah shel tumah, it still will be metaher and isha, won't make her tameh. So what's machlok? So again, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan both argue, even the one who says it's a chetzah shel tumah, will that be metameh her tumah shiva, make it a riyah like nida, or will it not? That's the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And the Gemara says, v'oz the Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh, Rabbi Yochanan is the shitaso from the following statement. Damer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, minayin she'ein ishim et tumeya ad she'yete midava derech ervasa. How do you know a woman can only become tumas shiva, that she's only tumas nida when it comes from osa makum, from the makum erva, not through yotzei dofen, but from the natural way, only through that way can she become tumas shiva? How do we know? She'nemar says in the pasuk, v'isha she'ishka v'si isha, dava v'gala es ervasa es mikara he'ara. Referring to Tashmish, b'makom erva, so we see milamed she'ein aisha tamea, a woman's not tamei ad she'yatzem midava derech avasa. Only when the nida, the dam nida, comes to makom erva, when it comes to makom of yotzei dofen, that would not render her a nida. So this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso that only to also makom is a metamei tumas shiva. Another statement. Now this is the name of Rish Lakish. Now Amar Rish Lakish says mishum Rabbi Yehuda nisiya. Makor, remember Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Rish Lakish was very machmir on the tumas nida of makor makom tamei. It's tamei even it goes yotzei dofen. So now Rish Lakish says in the name of Yehuda Nisa, makor shenekar v'nafal aretz. Let's say tamei. Let's say the womb itself, or a piece of the makor, a piece of the womb came out. The chatichas basar, says Rashi, a piece of the flesh of the womb came out. It's metamei her. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, that appears in Yecheskel, it says Yan hishafech nechushtech, that the nechushtech, we'll see Rashi in a second, falls out. The tigale ervasech, it's going to reveal her erva. So what's this drasha here? So Rashi explains here nechushasech shulayech v'hainu mekor. This is apparently a reference to the womb. In Ksiv, it says the tigale ervasech, it's going to expose her erva. Alma nekar v'nishbach la'aretz, if it falls to the ground, Karli Erva is called an Erva, Kilo Hu B'mkoma, as if it's in its place, and therefore Hilkach Tame. So a person were to touch the Makor, when it's outside a woman's body, so then that would be Matame the person. So Gemara wants to know, Lemai, to which halacha, in respect to which Tuma, is this Matame when it leaves the body? Shenekar V'nafal Aretz. So the Gemara says, L'tuma Shiva Dam Amrachman V'lo Chaticha. If you're going to tell me she or whoever touches it is going to be Tame 7 days, it can't be. The Pasuk says only when Dam comes out is she Tumas Shiva, but not when Basa, not when Chatichas Basa comes out. Elo Tumas Erev, it's simply Tumas Erev, that this Basa, this Makor, has a Tuma, but a low-level Tuma that's only Metame, a person, Tumas Erev, for that day, and then one goes to the Mikvah. Then the Gemara quotes another statement. These are just like extreme cases where Tuma can be generated from neither. These are certainly not typical cases. So we have now another instance of some other interesting tumah, but that's not a classic case of tumah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Makor Shehizia Kishtei Tipe Miraglios Timea. If the makor, if the womb somehow sweats out, if it extracts two drips of pearl, white colored dam, that's timea. So Rashi says it's referring to where the blood itself is white and clear. So if it emits two drips of white clear blood, it's metame. So Lamai, what type of tumah is a metame? Ilema lo tumah shiva. If it's going to say that the woman's now tame 7 days because she sees this dam that's kimeraglios, chamisha damim tameim b'isha v'sulol. There are only five shades of red there metame, and not more. And certainly clear or white is not a shade of red, so it can't be tumah shiva. Ela lo tumah erev, to make her tame just for that day until the evening, simply because that these tipas dam came from the makor. So anything comes from the core is tameh, so it's metamehur tumas erev. So then the Gemara says, and the Gemara then qualifies this saying, v'dafka tarki, only if two come out, two drips of dam, kitipe maraglios, aval chada, ema me'al ma'asu. If it's only one, so then there's no indication that dafka came from the rechem, perhaps it came from elsewhere, and from the side, not necessarily from the makor, and there's no indication that she's tameh tumas erev. Okay. The Gemara now says as follows. The Gemara is describing, this is going to describe some of the anatomy of the Osa Makom. The Gemara says, Kol Anashim Metamim Beis Achitzah. The Mishnah said that all women, when they see some flow of Dam, when it leaves the Beis Achitzah, and she's Tamim. Now, Beis Achitzah doesn't mean outside the body. means outside the rechem. So there's a place in the woman's body where it's outside the rechem, but it's still internal. So the Gemara wants to know, hey, nehu, where exactly is this place that's outside the Beis HaChitzon, but yet still inside the body? So the Gemara says, Amar Yishlach, Yishlach Yished, Kol Shet Tinokos Yoshevet Veneris. When a young girl were to sit, and an area of Bosom Malkum is exposed, it's something visible, that's the area of the Beis HaChitzon. So then the Gemara says, back to that Amar Lo Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, Osa Malkum Golihu Eitzel Sheretz. That area is so exposed that even for a Sheretz, which means that the din is a sheretz is only mitamei b'makom galim. The sheretz were to touch a person b'makom beis hastarim, which is a place that's hidden, that's covered up. That the sheretz won't be mitamei. So this area apparently, when a girl sits down, she's yosheves v'nires. That's so exposed to even a sheretz. That's not called beis hachitzon, because we're trying to find a place that's beis hachitzon that's still internal. This description is way too revealed. So that can't be the description. So Ella Amar Yochanan says, the ad bein hashinayim. The area which literally means teeth, but Rashi explains here, yesh besoch kimin shinayim, yesh besoch arechem tiltule baser. There are parts of right outside the rechem, or inside the rechem, which has little skin tags, if you will, which is the area that's outside the Beis HaChitzon, but still internal. So Gemara now wants to know, to fine-tune this description a little bit further, ibarilu. Bein hashinayim kilofnim, oh, kilachot. This area, which is described as Bein HaShinayim, so we said inside Bein HaShinayim is certainly still internal. Outside Bein HaShinayim is called Beis HaChitzon, that's Tameh. But what about if it's Mamish Adam, is Mamish at the Bein HaShinayim, is that considered kilafnim, and still she's Tahor? Or is that already considered a kilachot, and now she already would be considered Tameh? So Tashma, the Gemara brings a braisa that Ditani Rabbi Zakai, Ad Bein HaShinayim, U Bein HaShinayim, Atman, Kilafnim. He explains, up until the Bein HaShinayim, and including the Bein HaShinayim, that's all considered Kilafnim, so that answers our question very clearly. The Masnis and Tana, the Braisa now gives another description of the Beis HaChitzon, which is as follows, Makom Disha. What's Makom Disha? So my Makom Disha asks the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Makom Shashamish Dash, the area where when husband and wife would have relations, the area where the Makom, where the Eber could reach, that's considered Beis HaChitzon. Okay, so this is a description of Beis HaChitzon. So now the Gemara moves on to say, how do we know this? What's the source that it's tameh? Because usually we have the din that the Beis HaStarim, that which is, you touch tumah, that's internal, something that's hidden, it's not metameh. It's only metameh until it leaves the body. So what's the source that we know when it comes to a woman who sees dam, even though it's internal, she's already tameh from that point. What's the source for such a chiddush? So Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanan, Bivsara. Bivsara means in her flesh, inside. Melamed shematame bifnim kibachot. To teach us that even when it's bifnim, even though it's bivsara, already at that point it's considered as if it's kibachot, and therefore she's ready tame tumas shiva. They in the Ela Nida, I only know this pasuk is described bivsara as it's talking about a dam nida. Dam haya zava, yezava bivsara. But what about the zava minayin? How do I know the same din applies? That when it already reaches Beis HaChitzon, it's tame. Tamalomar, zova, bivsara, the extra word zova is telling us that even a zava would be tame bivsara. Palat shechazar minayin. How do we know a woman had tashmish? So now some of the shechazar is coming out of her body. It's called palat shechazar. We saw this already before. How do you know when that is now removed from her body, from the womb, it now leaves to the Beis HaChitzon, and that also is metame her? So tamalomar, yihia. So it says yihia, zova, bivsara. Yes, the Paleta Shecha Zera, Zova is referring to Zava, and Bivsara is referring to Nida. These are three words, the three sources that each of these Tumas are Matame ready, Bebeis HaChitzon, Bifnim, Kibachot. Comes along Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon argues on this last Talacha, and he says, V'omer Daya Kibuala. No, she should be no different than the husband. Meaning what? Because her Tumah Shifcha, the Paleta Shecha Zera, only comes about because of her husband. So she should have the same Dinam as a husband. Ma boala ina matame achetecha tumalachot. So just like a husband, it's not a din, there's no din of tumas carry until it exits the body entirely. Afi, so too the woman should be ina matame achetecha tumalachot. She should only be tame if the shechazer leaves the body entirely, and it would not be sufficient had it just left the Beis HaChitzon. So Gemara says, really, is that true? The Savar Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon really hold this way? Daya kiboala, that she should have the same din as her husband, the boal? Ma'atani, the Braisa tells us. It says when it comes to Isha, Sheyishkav Isha Ish Osa Shechazer, when a husband and wife are with each other, Roch Zubamayim V'tamu El Ha'arv, they're both Tamei Tumas Erev, they're Tamei just for that day. And on that pasuk comments, Amar Rabbi Shimon, V'chima Be'a Ba'a Zelel Amendeinu. What is this pasuk teaching me that we didn't already know? Imelina no Geb Shechazer telling me a person who comes into contact with Shechazer that he's Tamei requires Tevila, Harei Kar Ne'amar L'mat. We already know this from a different pasuk. It says, O Ish, and the pasuk says, Teiti Mimeni Shechazera. You, it says in the beginning of the pasuk, "Bakodshim lo yochel ad hashayitar awich hashayit teitim menos shechazer." We already know from elsewhere that the shechazer is matami tumas erev. So Ella, so what do we learn from this extra phrase? It must be mipnei shetumas beis hastarmi. The tumas beis hastarm ain't matame el shechazer kasavi. There's a chiddush here when it comes to this particular case. That what? That normally, you know, beis hastarm is not matame. But if the gezer sakasim, when it comes to a woman, that even though the shechazer touches her, the beis hastarim, because that's where the shechazer enters in, so that's beis hastarim, the gezer sakasim, she's tummy nonetheless, so there's a special gezer sakasim. So clearly we see that she's not being judged like the baala. She is tummy even though the gezer touches her beis hastarim, while the husband's tummy only when it leaves his body. So Gemara says, lo kasha, there is no contradiction, kan b'mishameshes, we have to distinguish between when she has tashmish and when it folatets, when it comes out of her body after that. When it comes to tashmish and the zera only touches her initially b'malkum beis hastarim, that she's tamei based on the pasuk of the extra pasuk of isha shechla zera. That's the beis hastarim. That's the chiddush. When it comes to folatets, when it comes to leaving her body, that's where Rabbi Shimon says she's the same din as the man. Just like the man's only tamei when it's yotzei me b'saro. So Megufa, so too she's only Tamei when Poletes Yotzei Megufa. The Gemara says, wait a second. Poletes, Tepele Deha Shimsha. Why is Poletes Tamei? Isn't she ready Tamei because she had Tashmish? The way it works is, when a woman has Tashmish with a man, so then she's Tamei Tumas Zera. She's Tamei because of the Tashmish itself, because there's Zera there. So why is it Poletes? Why is it Poletes after she's ready Tamei from the Tashmish? What additional Tumah is there from Poletes? The Gemara says, no, Skates Bishop Tavla L'Shimusha. What happened was, she had tashmish and went to the mikvah, so now she's tahor. After she went to the mikvah, so then the zera is polatis, now she's tamei a second time. So Gemara says, lemeimer, this just tell me that the mishameshes betumas erev sagila. Does that mean when a woman has tashmish, so she's only tamei for that evening, one day, and she goes to the mikvah? V'ha amar rabba. Does the rabba tell us? Mishameshes kol shloshi yamim asur lechol betruma. When a woman has tashmish, for the next 3 days, she can't eat truma. She eats shalah, shalot tiflot, it's impossible that zera won't come out. So the din is, once a person, a woman has tashmish, she's tamei for 3 days. So how could you say then, she goes to the mikvah that evening, there's still a tamei the 2 days afterwards? The Gemara said, hach b'mayaskinan she'etabila b'mitzah. It's a case where after tashmish, she remained in her bed, and she went in the mikvah somehow, they picked up her bed, and they put her and the bed into the mikvah, and now she's tahor. Now, since she didn't move at all, she stayed stationary, there's no chashash of any zera coming out of the body. It remains there. So that's the case where that could be tumas erev, and she goes to the mikvah. And then afterwards, if she were to be poletes after the fact, so then she can potentially be tummy again, only once it leaves the body, according to Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mechlal, d'chikam, Rav, you tell me, when Rav says a statement that a woman who's meshameshes is tummy for 3 days, is only a case to azla'i, b'kara, the tavla only when she walks on her own two legs and goes to the mikvah. So dilma b'hadei kazi shedeisa. Maybe when she walked, all the zera left her body. And there's nothing to speak of. Meaning, who says, is vada going to be zera for the next 3 days? It's only chashash ba'alma, if it's about that. And v'chitem, if you're going to tell me, dilma ishtara, because even though she walks and the zera may have left her, there's still chashash, maybe some zera left, is left over for 3 days. Ihachi, that's the case. Chashina an shema nishtari bali. The rabbi should have presented, and not saying that there's a Eif Sharlah Shalot Tiflot. He said it's impossible that Zer won't come out. He should have said there's a Chashash, it might come out. So there's a lot of confusion what's going on here. So Gemara is finally going to put everything together and say as follows. Hello, the Rava who says that a woman's tummy for 3 days is Rava Nami Shidbila Bemita. We're talking about, again, a strange case where the woman was in the bed, she didn't move around at all, and she was placed in the mikvah, she was tahor now. And there is no contradiction. Remember, the contradiction we're dealing with is that Rabbi Shimon held that after one day, she's tahor, and Rabbi held, no, she's tamei for 3 days. Or she's tamei for 1 day, or she's tamei for 3 days. But both cases are talking about a situation where she's in the bed. So what's the difference? Kan b'maha peches, and kan b'sheinu b'maha peches. One is, if while she was in the bed, she was turning around and flipping around, she went to the mikvah, so she's tahor. Now she's malpach, and now she turns her body around, that's going to cause that movement, the zera, to leave the body. That's where we say she's tahor for the next 3 days. But Khan, the other case, she stays stationary, so if she remains stationary, so then, so long as zera doesn't come out of the body, she's completely tahor. The Rav who says she's tahor for 3 days after Tashmish, Akraka is referring to a pasuk, is explaining a pasuk, v'hachi kamar. The pasuk says, ki kas rachmano, the pasuk says, rach zulamayim v'timad arev, that when the pasuk says that after having tashmish that she goes to the mikvah that evening, it's a one-day tumah, that's only a case, v'she'enil ma'pechas, mitapechas, when they're not turning around, when she remains stationary, that's when she can be tower that evening. Aval mitapechas, she's busy flipping around, turning around after the fact, then we assume, ko shloshi yamim, she's asur lechel b'tumah, she'iyah sh'allah, because in that case, when she's moving around, it's impossible that Zera will not leave the body. Okay, we'll stop here, and everyone have a wonderful day.